The NPL show is brought to you in association with EvoStick. Get stuck in.
Welcome everyone to October's edition of the not award-winning EvoStick NPL show. Yes, another award ceremony missed. We missed out on the Bloggers Awards and the Football Supporters Federation Awards.
Yeah, but the Football Bloggers Awards are nonsense. We got nominated on 26-0 once, and we're not even remotely a blogger.
Good point. But anyway, we're here, it's October, and we're here to talk about the exciting EvoStick Northern Premier League.
Can yes? Make sure next year we do not enter ourselves into these nonsensical...
I've stopped. Like, I've
given
up.
In your bedroom by yourself, going to games, just blogging stuff kind of people.
Round the table, we're joined by the great and good of the Northern Premier League. But as someone rightly pointed out, there's actually only one person around the table from the Premier Division. Hello, Berkey. How are you from Hyde?
I'm fine, thanks, Ben. Yeah.
It's been waiting 3 years for this.
I know, five wins on the spin for the Tigers. Going for promotion, of course.
So let's say we're everyone's...
Saying that last month.
We're going to do this introduction based upon the clubs that the people support around the table. So we've got Stuart James here. Stockport County, I'm going to suggest. No?
Not really.
You got no relation to Stockport County at all?
I live near the ground.
Stockport Town?
He's a disillusioned Manchester City fan who chose non-league football because basically he couldn't do his blogging and that kind of nonsense at a higher level.
And he's still not been nominated for an award.
No. Yeah. And I'm not surprised.
Stuart James from the Non-League Review.
He hasn't been to a game for 3 weeks.
From the Non-League Review.
No, that's his dedication.
Hello.
Aaron Flanagan from the Mirror and Curzon Ashton of the National North. From Division 1 North, we've got James Hayes from the NPL Facebook group.
Hello. Welcome to
From also from Division 1 North, from Mosley, we've got Gaz Worrell here.
Good evening.
And from FC United of National North, and of BT Sports soon, we've got Swan. it's an in-joke, it's private.
It is an in-joke, Ben, but I think you'll find I've absolutely nailed it. I knew exactly what was coming, so I booked 17 days in Cuba. So enjoy yourself, and may the boycott be long and prosperous, and when I get back, we're still in the first round because no game has been played, because we burnt our own ground down. Let's we've built one, we can build another.
So
we go back to Curzon.
Let's look at the top of the table. At the top of the table at the moment in the Premier Division, we've got a very, 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 very exciting title race developing
very, very,
here.
Very exciting.
Very, too. Very exciting. And Stu, as you've opened your gob earlier, it's now time to go to you first. Hurry, hurry, hurry. Darlington, 1883, Blyth Spartans.
It's all going on in the North East, isn't it?
It's all going on in the North East. Did anyone predict this? Very shortly, we're going to be hearing from Craig Stoddart from the Northern Echo.
I think
that was planned.
I think, in all fairness, Ben, I think we did say at the beginning of the season, certainly myself and a few other people around the table talked about Blyth Spartans, particularly bringing people like Maguire back into the club who'd gone and then decided he wanted to stay with them. It's no surprise that, you know, that they are where they are. It's no surprise that Darlington, they've got a good fan base, and they're a football club in every sense, and they're obviously looking to go back to their own home and to build their own home again. And in all fairness, they've got some good players. They've just taken a lad on from Ramsbottom, you know, so he's up there, and the firepower up there is excellent. You know, they're scoring a lot of goals. They've scored 39 goals. There's only Nantwich Town, I think, that scored more than this season, and we'll be talking about them because I think they're the surprise package. To be honest, I don't think any of us said we thought they'd be where they are. We thought they'd probably have a good season, but no one really predicted where they would be. But Blyth Spartans, I think I tipped them to win the league. I still stand by that, and they are where they are and doing very, very well.
We mentioned last month that Darlington, they've got all the firepower to score the goals, but the defence, or was that just me? And I got it wrong.
Well, you got it right there. I mean,
the defence was
goals.
A bit leaky, but they showed it up a bit, aren't they? And was it Lee Gaskell in the last month, and he's... started off the thing, on fire, hasn't
he? The thing with Lee is just how long you can keep him happy. Like, you saw he went to Warrington a couple of years back and didn't really replicate his form that he did for that he was, you know, showing for Ramsbottom. It's a lot of travelling for him. He's still Manchester based. It's a case of keeping him happy, and that could be key to Darlington's promotion chase. Same with Nathan Cartman as well.
Of course, yeah.
He's travelling a fair distance as well to get up to Darlington. He's doing well, he's still scoring. It's just a case of keeping them happy.
At time of recording, we've got Blyth Spartans against Whitby Town, so we don't know the result of that. It could be Blyth Spartans go out on top. But the crucial thing at this moment in time for Darlington, for Blyth and for Nantwich, I feel, is there's no FA Cup, is there, for them?
There isn't.
And hasn't been for a month now.
No, that's true. But one thing that Blyth have got a problem with, I think, is potentially the killer instinct. They've been up against teams in the bottom half of the table in the last couple of weeks in Ashton United, where they got a 1-1 draw at home, and then they went away to Ramsbottom and surprisingly drew there. I mean, you'd expect them to have banged in a few goals there. It was, I think it was Gary Vaughan's first game in charge, actually. So you would have expected the Rammy players to be running that extra yard or two for him and whatnot to try and prove their worth. But even so, top versus bottom.
But I have heard you'd have expected Blythe to win that comfortably. The floodlights actually weren't turned on until the last 20 minutes in that game as well. Apparently there was something wrong with the chairman. I'm not sure he was up to, but... I mean,
the same can be said with Nantwich as well. They're struggling against the lower half teams at this moment in time. The only win they've had in the last four is against Stourbridge, who mid-table, obviously, look, they've been a good form.
But the good thing about Nantwich is, look at that goals for. Yeah. I mean, it's top, brilliant, isn't it?
Highest scorers in the top four divisions.
Goals against isn't in only...
Sure. Also in with a chance is Salford City, but...
They've got FA Cup distraction.
They have got FA Cup distraction. And, but we've been saying this on the Evo Stick Extra, the fact that they're fourth still. They're not like Blythe Spartans or Warrington Town. I mean, Warrington Town were like... what, 16th by the time they'd finished their FA Cup?
Salford
are fourth, and only 6 points off the league leaders with three games in hand.
Exactly, and it helps when you win 18 away games on the spinning all competitions as well. That's where they're really firing at the moment. At home, I mean, we know they're not doing great, are they? They drew 2-2 last night against Matlock, went ahead in injury time, and then conceded a couple of minutes later. It was a bit unfortunate for them, but... I've said it every single show so far this season. I'm going to say it again. Salford will win this league by 10 points.
Not a chance.
Well,
not a chance where they win it by 10 points, because there are seasoned teams there. There's managers in the teams that are above them, certainly the top spot and number two, that have been around for a long, long time. Yes, they've got phenomenal influence with the class of 92, let's not get this wrong. And yes, they've done brilliant to get into the FA Cup first round. We're playing Notts County. It wouldn't surprise me if they beat Notts County in all fairs, because there's an impetus there for them. And they've got two managers that are learning the trade, they're applying the trade, they've got an exuberance and a quality about the two of them. But what if one of them gets stuck in a motorway jam in his lorry and he can't get to the game? That's got to be considered, because that's what he does for a living. And one without the other... You know, who knows? But saying that seriously, I don't think Salford will run away with
this division. They've got squad depth, though, and Gaz will know all about it.
I'm about to come to Gaz.
They haven't got depth.
Into that red microphone there, Gaz, if you will. Thank you for moving away from Swampy. That's very kind.
Whoever wins this league will not win it by 10 points.
Not a chance.
Now, Gaz, coming from a Division 1 North perspective, you've got to have a tear in your eye of pride for Salford City and Darlington, haven't you?
No.
Okay.
Certainly not.
But could you tell last season that these two were going to do well this year in this league?
To be honest, I didn't really rate from the two games we played against Salford, but I didn't personally rate them. I didn't think there was
few people say that,
any
though,
better
don't
or any worse than a lot of the teams around us. So personally, no, but like they're saying, they've got three games in hand, so, but it's easy to win these games.
Exactly, it's easy to, as Blythe proved, it's easy to have these games in hand, but it's a bit more tricky to win them.
Thing is, Ben, I remember going back to 2010, FC United went on a fantastic FA Cup run, second round, as we know, got beat by Brighton. However, FC at the time were third bottom. Yeah. Salford at this moment in time are fourth. If they go out next round, they're basically in a position where they will have to continue to win. FC, nothing was expected. They were third bottom, and they went, and that's the difference. Blythe did it, and they were just shy, weren't they, last season? They were right at the bottom, and there was nothing really expected of them because the FA Cup run that worked so well for them. When you're third or fourth, and then you're out of the FA Cup, and we've seen Premier League teams do it. They've done really well in the FA Cup, and the third or fourth, and also, they've gone, because the impetus has gone from the football club, because everyone's been building all around the FA Cup. I mean,
so you think it could be the opposite?
I think it could be the opposite effect, really. I think, I do believe Salford could maybe get through to the second round, and Salford could even potentially
win it. Get to the final.
So, go on.
Win the Master Premier Cup.
Not in it, are they?
They weren't already out.
They're out.
I think.
I'd like to move on to Hyde United for a long time.
How did they get there?
I know. I was just about to say, how
Super
did they
Scotty
get there?
Spencer, that's how they've got
now,
there.
Now, Birker.
Yes.
How have they got there?
five wins on the trot, it helps, doesn't it?
I don't want stats. I want to know.
You don't. Well, I'll tell you exactly what happened. They played against Northwich Vicks in the cup twice. And tell us
what happened there, how that happened.
It's a long story, but Hyde ended up losing twice in the FA Cup against Northwich Victoria, who were a very good team and will get promoted this season from the First Division North, no doubt about it whatsoever. Hyde were tatered by a team who were playing 3-5-2. And Hyde's problem this season, up until a few weeks ago, was that they had no width whatsoever. They got rid of a couple of wingers, and they just weren't anything to play with at all. So they went, hang on, 3-5-2, and went with that instead. So I'm not saying Gary Lowe nicked Jim Gannon's ideas or anything like that, but...
So you stumbled across a formation that works.
Yeah,
and
the
now...
wing-backs are getting forward. Lee Neville has been unshackled now. He's getting forward like he did in the old days when he was at FC United. Ryan Ellison on the other side, he's bombing forward too. And they look really good up to a point. They're still not 100%. They're really not. I mean, it's a team that's still developing. But they've got one thing that no other team in the division's got.
Scott
and that's
Spencer.
Super Scotty Spencer. He scored 19 goals so far this season. And most of them have come in the last 10 games as well. He's absolutely on fire at the minute. And, people say, oh, confidence players and all that. And some people say, oh, they don't exist. Well, I'm sorry, but they do in the case of Spencer. He always goes through patches where he'll bang in loads and loads of goals, then he'll sort of be a little bit of a drought and then bang, 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 bang again, and that's what he's doing at the minute. He's unstoppable.
I think something that was very, very prevalent in Hyde's resurgence was Stourbridge at home. Mm. I was there, and the interview at the end of the game with Gary Lowe was one of basically in agreement with everything that we said. He was absolutely at rock bottom. I think he came out with one of the greatest comments ever. He says, I live between a canal on one side and a river on the other, and tonight when I get home, I'm not sure which way I'm going. Great comment from him.
Is Gary Lowe the Ian Holloway of the league?
Yeah, I think he probably is. Fifth. I'd take fifth at the end of the season, no problem at all. And I'd tell you what, we're not even playing that well yet.
There's a few teams who would take fifth at this moment in time as well. We'll mention Stourbridge in the FA Cup bit in the second part of the show. Just to mention Filkeston, they've obviously had a change of manager in this past month.
Yeah.
But it's not really affected them too much.
It has quite a lot, because we were down the bottom end of the table this time last month.
Oh, you mean it's affected them in a positive way, James? Mm-hmm. Oh, good. Because they've been stringing wins together and just carrying on regardless.
Even though it's a different seed last year, they look like the proper unit as well. I don't know what's caused this at the start of the season, but it might be, again, a change that was worthwhile at the end. Always look strong. I think it's shocked everyone to see them down the bottom end. If they were still down here now, a lot of questions would be asked, even with a new manager.
I think with Ilkeston, where it's different to maybe other clubs, where a lot of clubs lose the managers, they'll lose players as well. Whereas Ilkeston obviously have this academy in place. The players are going to stay there. They're never going to lose the core of play. So I don't think...
And it's a coach come... I know it's a caretaker role at this moment, but the replacement's been... has always been there. So
I don't think losing the manager Ilkeston was going to have the same detrimental effects as it would at most of those clubs.
Speaking detrimental effects, Buxton. Vision. You mentioned earlier, Swampy, about Salford perhaps may take being knocked out of the FA Cup when it happens in the fourth round. They may take it badly. Buxton, I feel, are a team who've taken... I mean, who wants to come in on this? Buxton, they've not really done that much since getting knocked out of the FA Cup against...
Well, seeing as Alex McKenna's decided to go to Cleve Forbes for a game that's just been cancelled and not defend himself tonight.
Oh, McKenna.
McKenna. Let's be honest.
That's live as we speak as well, by the way.
I can't believe it!
But as Hyde have proven, in the space of 4 weeks, you can literally go from fourth bottom right up to fifth.
I mean, that's still exceptional for down to 16th. No, we're jumping the gun a little bit here. But you've still got a lot of the teams, 16th up, like 6 points behind. It's still a very open division.
Well, as of yesterday, I was going to invite Sutton Coldfield on to interview them. But I was going to wait to see what Tuesday's results. And now the 12th, I'm not going to bother this month. But
the weird thing with this division this year, that it's a stat I use every year, it's how many games teams have lost. Because a team generally loses about 5-6 games if they're going to win a league. Most teams in the division have already lost 4 or 5.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a couple who've lost 3. But like people, I think there's a, teams have been losing more games than
well the top of the
maybe they would do it
at time of recording. The team top of the table has lost four games. Darlington.
Yeah. Unlike last season, really, it was FC United to lose. I think everyone would agree with that. It was FC United to lose, and it was the first. It was a season that they had to get promoted. This season, it's so open. Yeah. I mean, my favourite, really, I thought Workington would be a team that really should have pushed on from last season.
And
they started off horrendously. But look where they are now. I mean, you can go from, you go from 12th to top.
Hales Owen are the one for me.
There's nothing in it, really. There's nothing in it.
Every time I've seen Hales Owen, a result from Hales Owen, they've been beaten. And the 10th. Anyway, coming up next, we'll be looking at all things the North East, because that's currently a hotbed in Evo Stick NPL terms.
So are Jarrah Rufford in there?
No, mate, that's Northern League, as we know.
But it's still the North East, though, isn't it?
Kendall proved,
that's the real North East.
As Kendall Town proved in the FA Cup, the Evo Stick is far superior. that is the end of part one. Coming up next, we're going to be focusing on the North East, and then after that, it's the FA Cup and relegation in the league. So, for more on Darlington and a bit on the North East in general, we're now joined by Craig Stoddart, Deputy Sports Editor at the Northern Echo. Hello, Craig, how are you?
All right, mate. Not too bad, mate.
And just to let the listener know, you're on holiday, so thank you for interrupting your beautiful trip away to speak to us lot here at the NPL show.
It's not very beautiful at the moment. It's absolutely chucking it down. But
well, I'm not going to tell the listener where you are, but it was a given it was going to rain at some point. Let's just put it that way. So Darlington have had a cracking start to the season, and it's just carried on in October as well. What's it all down to?
Well, they had a sticky spell a few weeks back. They lost a couple of games to Hyde, if you remember, one in the FA Cup and one in the league. That was a short, dodgy run of a one win. I think it was 1-6, I think it was at the time. They've come through that now and back on track, really. And they've done well because they've had a lot of problems defensively. Various defenders have been either suspended or injured all at the same time, and had one match recently where they had three left-backs in the team, basically. Obviously, a left-back at left-back, plus they had two left-backs in the centre because they were just so short, and got a draw against Starrowbridge in that match. And then they won two since against Workington, 4-0 last week was one of the games.
Absolutely.
And that was a really good performance.
I mean, you mentioned the defence. It would be remiss not to mention the attack. I mean, the likes of Nathan Cartman and Lee Gaskell as well. It's quite formidable.
Yeah, it definitely. I mean, Cartman's flying. Yeah, 9 goals now. And I forget how many headers there have been, at least 3. He's obviously not the tallest lad, but you find space in the box easy enough. It's obviously a skill, something he's got, awareness. And players pick him out with good crosses. So he's getting the goals. Gaskell's got 5 in 5 or 6 appearances. Obviously, he got a hat-trick away at Michalova a few weeks ago. And then so those two are starting at the moment.
Now, obviously, at this moment in time, Blyth Spartans are currently out on top. They won on Wednesday evening against Whitby. This is an exciting time up at the top for North East football, I'm going to suggest. Yeah. What do you make of Blyth?
Well, obviously, two players that stand out are two goal scorers, Dan Maguire and Robbie Dale. I think Robbie Dale's goals have dried up a little bit in the last couple of weeks, but it's not really been a concern because Dan Maguire's got 5 in his last 2 games, I think it is. 3, I think he's got 9 for the season. 3, he got a hat trick last weekend and then 2 on, I think it was Wednesday night. So he's doing off you and well. Yeah, that shot spell at Halifax, he was there for about 5 minutes and then came back up to Blyth. And Blyth will be up there all season, as I expect Darlington will be. Whitby, unfortunately, aren't quite doing as well as they'd like to have done. The team to watch, though, is still Salford. I know that's really, you asked about North East teams, but it's going to be Darlington and Blyth are going to be up there, plus Salford.
I mean, at this moment in time, Salford have obviously got cup distractions and stuff. But we were saying in the Magnet last night that it's quite remarkable that they're fourth and they've got a number of games in hand over everyone else. But it's all right having those games in hand, but you do have to win them at some point.
Yeah, they will come under a bit of pressure. I mean, obviously they're making progress in the FA Cup, and that'll have an impact on them. I spoke to Phil Turnbull a few weeks ago down on midfield, who was at Gateshead last season. Gateshead had a good run in the FA Cup and they ended up playing West Brom And he did say that as nice as it was to make that cup run and get the publicity, raise the profile of the club, etc., it does have an impact on the league. He said, and he said that once down and got knocked out this season, it was the first thing the question was, how have Blythe and Salford gone? Because they wanted to, they hoped Blythe and Salford were going to go on the run. If yes. Down and couldn't, they wanted Blythe and Salford to have that distraction and have league games to catch up on. And obviously that's happening at Salford. Just, having said that, I still think Salford can cope because of who they are, because of the money they can throw around. And despite the number of cup games, they're still going to be a threat and they'll still be at the top of the table at the end of the season.
Obviously, there's a wild card in here as well at this moment in time. There's Nantwich Town. They're not in the FA Cup either anymore. Their goal scoring is remarkable. And as soon as they've sorted out winning 1-0, then I think everyone should be worried, I think. It's interesting that these three teams up at the top aren't in the FA Cup. Salford City are. This weekend, though, there's the FA Trophy. And Darlington are hosting Mosley. So in with a good chance of at least getting to the second qualifying round as well.
Yeah, it should be. I mean, you don't want to be too complacent, but mostly, obviously, from a division below, I think I might have seen in Down two seasons in that division. I think Down beat Mossley four times, like, you know, home and away each time, I think I might have seen. So you'd like to think it'd be at home on Saturday. There's no Stephen Thompson, he's suspended, and there's no Alan White either, centre back, he's suspended again. So, but you'd like to think they could get a win, make a bit of progress. Trophy is not quite as important as the FA Cup, but it's a competition Down won in 2011 at Wembley. So there's a bit of an association there. Fans are quite fond of the competition, and it's an opportunity further down the line to play a Grimsby Town or a Tranmere, someone of that level, you know, a conference team, and that'd be a decent occasion. That's what I look forward to.
And we'll probably have you on in the next few months or so, Craig. But what's your take over the next few months? Is it onwards and upwards for Darlington in the league? You don't see it slipping at this moment?
Yeah, I don't want to be accused of being overly confident, but I do think Darlington will be up there for most of the season. It is a tougher division compared to last year. Naturally, you've gone up a division. You've been promoted, so it's going to be tougher. But I do think Darlington will be in the top five for most of the season, and we'll see where they are come April, May. We'll see.
Well, Craig Stoddart, thanks for joining us on the MPL show, Deputy Sports Editor at the Northern Echo, on holiday. Would you like to just give a plug for your Twitter account and how people can keep abreast of football in the North East?
Yeah, well, my Twitter account, what is it these days? See Stoddart.
Let me tell you. Your Twitter account is See Stoddart Echo.
That's the one, and obviously Northern Echo website as well. All the Downton news is these days, and yeah, thanks for the plug, Ben. Appreciate that.
Nice one, Craig. Enjoy your holiday. Have fun.
Thank you.
Welcome back to part number two of the Evo Stick NPL show for October. Round the table, we've got Gaz Worrell here from Mosley.
Hello.
We've got Swampy here from FC United Radio and 5 Live.
I'm going to say a little bit less in this part. I'm going to get Gaz get involved a bit more.
He was taking my job. He was asking Berkey questions and all kinds of stuff. Speaking of which, Berkey from 26-0 and Radio Manchester. James Hayes from the MPL Facebook group. Aaron Flanagan from the Trinity Mirror. Mm-hmm. And Stuart James from the Non-League Review. Hello.
Watcher.
So, very shortly, we're going to be discussing the FA Cup. But
before we do, Ben, can I ask a question?
Yes.
That'd be okay. Berkey, you work for BBC Radio Manchester, GMR.
I'm a freelance father.
You are, yes. And you've got a great show.
Thanks.
And many people around this table have actually been on this show.
Where's it going?
I'm just wondering, why, as the producer of this great MPL show, Ben Hughes...
Excuse me.
...never been invited yet on the show?
And of FC or Radio, me. Right?
Just
to throw that out there. Yeah. And he does the Southern League show too. Not that matters for GMR, but still. Anyway.
We had a conversation the weekend, and I went, why did you get over to Ben?
Because Mark Riding from 1874
he's
Northwich...
He's better, isn't he?
...lived round the corner.
And he gave you a lift?
No, of course he didn't give me a lift. He lives in Salford Quay, so
he could
walk there.
Well, Ben used to live in Salford.
Yeah, but he doesn't now.
No. I wondered, I wouldn't live in Salford Quays.
Well,
God.
The thing is as well, we had someone else on from FC a couple of weeks before.
Who was that?
A few shows
I'm not. I'm not from FC. I'm like a kind of omnipresent. I'm everywhere. I'm just
you're a media hub.
Could you
media please, hub. I prefer that to what everyone else was
could
thinking.
Could you please invite him, because it would make my life so much easier.
I would love to invite
Ben. Can you
live
on air now?
Ben?
What do you discuss? Is it rugby league and stuff? Anyway, so...
as long as it's non-league rugby league, it's in.
Round the table, we've got those people there. Let's cover off the rest of the league now. For a while, it was looking like we were going to get a Drolsden-Stafford situation. However, quite recently, Ramsbottom, even though they're a long way off here, they're 7 points from safety, they've started to just show signs. Stuart James is shaking
well,
his head.
Well, they've won one,
haven't they? That is a sign.
So that's
isn't
a start.
That, it's a start.
Yeah, I still think it's a bit too much for them. But they've had a change in management. A very good appointment as well in Gary Vaughan. So if they've got anyone that will keep them up, Gary Vaughan up for the job. But personally, no, I think there's a lot of work to be done there to keep them up. I think it's a bit too much.
They've brought in probably the best possible available manager for them in that situation.
Yeah, without doubt.
So I think they're giving it the best possible shot, but they've not got the finances there.
Losing Lee Gaskell as well.
Yeah, I don't think the chairman's willing to put in the same finances that
yeah,
you know should see him. Yeah, they're under John Owen Bernard.
Anyway, what do you two know about Ramsbottom? We need to go to the Ramsbottom correspondent for this show. Burke.
Hiya, Ben. Aaron's right. The budget is lower than it was when Bird and John O were there. But and he's dead right again, saying that they've got the 100,000% right man in there, in Gary Vaughan. He will not compromise the way he plays. And he plays the Rammy way. He gets it on the deck at all times. It was to their detriment last season.
Wasn't that what they were doing?
Trafford, when him and Wayne Goodison were the management team there last season.
But I remember having a similar conversation pretty much towards the end of last season where people were saying, Trafford, they're playing the wrong way if they want to stay up.
I know what you mean, but at the same time, there's no right and wrong way to play football, is there?
And at that point, it's now time to go to Mr. Wrong himself. Hello, Swan Peckham.
I truly believe Gary Vaughan is a terrific man and a good manager. Last season, I said if Trafford carried on playing the way they were, they'd get relegated because basically they only know one way of football. They carried on this season in Ramsbottom trying to do that, trying to play the football that they've been used to. It didn't help them.
But without the know-how, though.
They got to the stage where basically they hadn't got any points, really. They were very, very at the right bottom. I would say now, if the league only had two going down, Ramsbottom would stay up. I actually truly believe Gary Vaughan will actually not finish... That team will not finish bottom. Unfortunately, I think that they could still finish in the bottom four. However, there are teams in and around them, I think, that are going to go on worse runs, and Gary's on the up the other teams are on the down. I've got a sneaky feeling that he could do it. I said at the beginning of the season, or halfway through or this podcast, that they wouldn't. I think now he possibly could.
I'm just very conscious we focused a lot of time on Salford, Hyde and Ramsbottom. Right, just saying. Yeah. I can hear Darwin to the forum now.
But one thing I would say though is, I mean, this director, Gad's this. I'm sorry for doing your job.
No, it's
here,
fine.
Ben,
you
got John Robinson at Mosley now, haven't you? What's he had to say on it?
He's actually just gone on loan
to Ashton Athletic, by
the way. Ashton Athletic.
Oh, it was that John Robinson, and I saw he scored last night. I went, I wonder if it's the same fella.
It is. John's actually gone on loan to Ashton to basically get game time. He weren't getting game time at Mosley. He's obviously come from Miami, wanted first team football, and unfortunately at the moment we've not been able to give it him. So he's gone on loan to Ashton. Hopefully better get a bit of game time, and it'll benefit both obviously ourselves and Ashton.
Is that Ashton Athletic of the North West Counties?
Yes.
Moving on. second from bottom is currently Stamford, and
doomed.
Well, just to say, I had something lined up here that they've stopped shipping goals. They're focused on the defence, and then on Tuesday night, 5-1, getting beat at Rush Olympic. Stamford doomed.
They still haven't won at home, Ben. They still haven't won at home.
They won at the end of last season.
I know, but this season they haven't won at home. I mean, they had one game that they won at home last season. They drew against FC United last season as well on the yellow pitch. Then you get rid of the yellow pitch. The yellow pitch isn't helping them.
Is it still yellow?
I don't think it's intentionally yellow, though, is it?
Well, that's the point. So I'm saying they need to get rid of a yellow pitch. I feel sorry for them because they're again a cracky little club. I can't see any way out for them this season. They're just basically they've just finished, they're in free fall, and it's gotten worse, it's getting worse and worse and worse and worse for them. I mean, we don't get, I mean, I've not seen them this season, I will go and see them when they're playing up in the northwest of England, because I want to see, you know, what kind of quality football they're playing. But it seems to be 51 goals shipped. Yeah. You know, that's basically akin to New Mills. I just can't see any way out for them. And Stampy's a great lad.
Grantham Town are currently third from bottom, but
I was quite surprised by them, because they've shown the first game, didn't we?
Yeah, and they look good.
They look all right. So I'm quite surprised.
But
they're
doing. They've been showing life, haven't they? The last couple of weeks, a couple of months or so.
They're still near the bottom of the form table, though, aren't they? They're a tricky
team to beat, but they can't seem to get over the finishing line themselves either.
I think, from what I can gather at Grantham, there's a bit of maybe disorganisation behind the scenes. Like, hasn't the chief executive walked out in the past couple of weeks? Because there's been a few fallouts, people's directions for the club are kind of all going in different direction, and he's pulled out. So I don't know whether there's just a bit of uncertainty with where the whole club wants to go, and maybe that's following through onto the pitch.
And it's not just Thatcher that comes from Grantham. There's Nicholas Parsons. There's Sleaford Mads. There's Jeff Capes. So if. Don't do it for Thatcher, but do it for Jeff Capes. Come on, Jeff Capes, we all love you. And my mate Bill as well, he's from Grantham.
Is he really? Well, let's do it for Bill.
And let's not forget one thing also, Ben. Mr. Whippy. Mr. Whippy.
What, the tasteless ice drink?
Yes, and guess who invented that?
Thatcher.
Thatcher invented Mr. Whippy. They were, because he's a chemist, they were given an opportunity to find out how they could actually make normal ice cream, use half the ingredients and turn it into something else, and Thatcher, together with her bods in the laboratory, came up with Mr. Whippy.
I love coming here, because as soon as the word Grantham gets mentioned, I get like my monthly 5 minutes of Thatcher bashing.
Well, you're
Whippy Town, it was looking pretty bleak for Whippy Town as well, but they're only 2 points from, they're only 2 points from Colwyn Bay, who were fifth bottom.
Well, change of manager Colwyn Bay recently, again, and he's promised entertainment, and that's what you're going to get. At Colwyn Bay now, you will get entertainment.
A lot of goals conceded, a lot of goals scored.
You know what I'm going to ask you in October?
I worry for Skem.
There's always one. I was going to
ask. I can back you up. I worry for Skem, and I'll tell you for why, Ben. Danny Mitchell, he's gone. Yep. He's gone to Marine. He scored a goal a game for Marine. And, all right, Marine aren't doing great at the minute.
They played a lot of games less.
That's the thing. They've got a few games in hand. What, they're six from bottom at the moment, but plenty of games in hand. They'll get there. Marine will be absolutely fine this season. But Skem, without Mitchell, he was a goal machine for them.
And to be fair to Marine, look at that goal scoring, by the way. Played 15, scored 17. That's solid, isn't it?
I know, but he got Mitchell now, and he has been scoring a goal a game. Yeah. He's only been there a few weeks, but he's probably scored half their goals already.
The team I fear for at the moment is Mickleover. I think they've only picked up 3 points in the last 8 or 9 games. They're not won in any of them. They're not scoring goals. They're conceding goals. I think even Ramsbottom got a point against them.
Blythe.
Mickleover beat Hyde. What are you trying to say?
You hadn't discovered 3-5-2 then, though, had you?
No, that's true.
The one thing, Ben, is we're talking
you
about
and Roy Evans.
We're talking about October's fixtures here and the way teams have gone. They talk about, you know, come March, April, you know where teams are going to be. The big one for all these clubs at the moment, because the league is so tight, with the exception of about 2 or 3 clubs. It's going to be the Christmas period with all those games coming. When we come back in January, this will be a completely different.
Still listen to us in November and December. No, don't listen to Swampy now. Listen to us.
The point I'm making is that yes, we have to be realistic here, because fans of other clubs are going to get a bit annoyed with us, and that's fine. Absolutely fine.
I think you'll find, though, the teams down the bottom, those fans don't tend to listen because they know what we're going to say. So,
well, no, the point we're dissecting at a part of the season where basically we're still very.
Well, that was going to be my next point. Oh, last month we said, and we've been saying on the extra show, the gap between 17th to 4th is like one win. It's starting to open up a bit down the bottom here, where there's like. Well, what's that? That's 5 points from 21st to 19th. That's quite a gap at this stage. But Swamp is partly right. There is no point in looking at the relegation zone until next month's MPL show. So, FA Cup first round, sponsored by some company or other. Four teams from the Northern Premier League in the first round. This is unprecedented,
it's
isn't it?
Absolutely blooming brilliant. Salford.
Last season,
Salford.
You would turn around and said, "I don't really care because we're in a division above." But
Salford.
Look at him now. Oh, he's brilliant! Oh, I can't believe it.
Salford beat.
Just wait till he's in the Dudeson final. There we go.
Commentating on it because his team won't be there. I can guarantee you that.
Salford beating three teams from divisions above and to get there. Barwell steaming it at the minute. Northwich Victoria, they've had to beat the mighty Hyde FC. Hyde United twice.
But,
and Stourbridge, who out of all of them, I just think they're a fantastic side. When the draw came out that they were up against Kidderminster, I just thought, oh, shoo-in. They will absolutely pummel them.
We spoke to them last week and they were quietly confident about that. I think Northwich was the shock of the round.
That was a standout result for me, yeah. Beating Charlie on the replay, absolutely brilliant. I mean, they got past Marine as well the previous round. They're beating three teams from divisions above them on the trot.
You know what, Jim Gannon had an air about him when I interviewed him last week. That you could hear the twinkle in his eye.
He's a very good coach. He's got a UEFA Pro licence and they're not ten a penny at this level at all. He knows his stuff. He really, really does. And who are they up against? Is it Boreham Wood in the first round? Yeah. It's not the draw they would have wanted. I mean, they've got a bit of a draw, never mind.
More like Boring Wood.
Boring Wood, hey? Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, they'll give him a good game.
Let's be honest, they've got a manager that shouldn't be managing at this level.
Jim has got great credentials, and he's been at Stockport, Port Vale, he's done the Scottish Premier League. He's been all over.
Well, maybe you should be at this level then if he's been in the Premier League of Scotland. Yeah, good point.
But no, I think Jim gets players playing football the way it should be played.
So the prediction was, I think we pretty much came out roughly at 4.
2-3 and 1 in a replay. I do want to apologise for Bamber Beach, because that's the only one I got wrong.
Okay.
I bigged up
the Barwell. There was no question about that.
Yeah. That was a good result for Barwell against Rushden Diamonds.
Let's just go back in fairness 2-0 to Victoria because, yes, you know, we don't talk about them a great deal. And Jim Gannon is a manager who has got huge experience. And I think personally, he should be back in league football in a lot of respects.
Yeah.
Because he's punching way below his belt when it comes to managerial expertise. But what he's doing there, that football club, Northwich Victoria, you've got to say, they've done tremendous. To beat Chorley away, and it wasn't a fluke. They beat them convincingly. You'd expect them to do well in the next round as well.
Yeah. I'd just like to say we've dedicated a lot of time to Ramsbottom, Hyde, Salford and Northwich. I think it's time to move on.
Can I just say, if at the end of the season Cedric Crewe and Ian Howard aren't in the Evostick First Division North team of the season, there will be a riot propagated by me as well, because they've been fantastic from this season, them two in particular.
Let's just go through these fixtures and see if we can get some predictions. Can we get a team through the second round firstly? Do you reckon that's possible?
Yeah.
Yes.
Right, okay. Barwell against Welling, is that a tie where
Barwell will win that game, Ben?
I don't think they'll necessarily win it, but I think they're in with a very
good
shot.
Barwell will win that game, Ben.
They can take it to a replay.
Barwell will win it there at Barwell. They'll beat Welling. They'll beat Welling United.
This one's a tricky one. Dover Athletic against Stourbridge.
I think if Stourbridge were at home, I think they... If they were, I think they would have had a better shot.
Dover did tremendously well last season, didn't they?
Yeah. They're doing great this season as well.
I think Dover, they're second or third, aren't they, in the league? I think it'll be a step too far for Stourbridge, but they can have a great day or weekend out there anyway.
Let's completely write them off and write the manager's team top for him.
Ben, Stourbridge will get a draw, take them back and beat them.
Briefly about Northwich Victoria against Boreham Wood. Can Northwich Victoria do it?
Yes. 100% they can do it, yeah.
Boreham Wood will win that one.
Boreham Wood will win that one.
And this one has got media attention all over it. Salford City against Notts County.
No chance. I say this every year.
I think Salford will win.
Salford will win. No, the view from Mosley.
I think Notts County Trust, but I think they'll give it a good go.
I think Notts County beat them 3-1.
The thing is,
I was just about to say that.
Salford in the league at home are dreadful. Salford in the cup at home is a different.
They've beaten Kers and Ashton.
We put it on a plate for them that day, honestly.
Hey, FC did it though. They came so close to beating Brighton.
I think Notts County will do it, but the thing with Notts County is that there's no way they can possibly prepare, or them players will be prepared for going into the sort of environment which they're going in.
At Barton, we play that fantastic ground.
No, what Aaron's talking about there, what Aaron's talking about is Kersal. My God. Good luck. Anyway, so
it's the posh end of Kersal.
My nan is from Kersal. It's not.
Right, moving on. Ben, you're the poshest man from Salford we've ever met. Let's be honest.
We should congratulate Blyth Spartans and Warrington Town as well for showing the way, because it's actually this is built
from
last year.
Ben, what it actually shows, in all fairness, is the strength of last season two, this season four, next season maybe six, eight, or ten.
James has been out to the public and he's got correspondence back. And speaking of which, we'll be hearing.
And they're probably saying, never talk to me again. Don't tweet. Who is this? What do you want? I've got a restraining order on you for 50 yards.
That's why you'll stop me on FC United Radio. Yeah.
That is the end of part number two of this EvoStick NPL show for October.
Fantastic adhesive this sticks like from EvoStick.
Yeah, it's incredibly strong.
And it even works on wet surfaces. Pretty impressive.
Did I tell you my lad's playing in the EvoStick League this year?
The EvoStick League?
Yeah, EvoStick are the new sponsors of the Northern Premier League.
What position does your lad play?
Goalie.
You'd better put some sticks like on his gloves then.
Especially when it's wet.
Sticks like adhesive from EvoStick. Proud sponsors of the EvoStick League. For details of your nearest stockist, search the App Store on your iPhone for the new EvoStick app.
Welcome back to part number three of the EvoStick NPL show here at the Magnet in Stockport. And round the table, we've got Gaz Worrell here from Mosley. We've got Swampy from FCUM Radio. We've got Berkey from Radio Manchester and 26-0. We've got James Hayes here from the NPL Facebook group. We've got Aaron Flanagan from The Mirror. And we've got Stuart James from the Non-League Review. Right, be dead quick. Because last month you took the hit. On the edit.
There's only two comments anyway, so it's not too bad.
Okay, so we've been.
What you mean is, there's a pleasure, but we've only got a few minutes, we'll go through a couple.
This is the same question he asked at this point last year, so just copy and pasting, you know, last year's section.
Hang on, as a mirror journalist, you can't criticise him for that, right?
You could get a job there.
I wasn't criticising.
Yeah.
James Hayes from the NPL Facebook group.
Hello.
What have you been asking? What question have you asked?
Right, so,
and what deluge of correspondence have we had back? Ignore him.
Thank you, Jeffa. Anyway, tonight's question was, since we had three teams in it last year and now four this year, is the NPL as a whole getting stronger, especially with the Premier and Division 1 North as close as it is at the moment?
Yes, so, by one.
Lloyd Berry from Warrington, he should have been here tonight as well, by the way. It's clear that due to sides like Blyth and Northwich are causing big upsets, teams are just simply getting better and better. And Graham West, who's a Skelmersdale fan, great teams in all the EvoStick divisions. The Premier at the minute is so close, and three losses and three wins for any team could absolutely change the league. Impressed with Division 1 North teams at the moment. And he went on to add on to that, how many players in the last few seasons have stepped up from this division as well? Not just, obviously, Craig Dawson, Jamie Vardy and Nancy Pilkington. You're looking at also Alex Titchener.
Congratulations to everyone who's made the first round proper. We should say the Southern League, they've got two through. And they were unlucky in a couple of matches.
Plus we knocked one of them out in the quality.
Exactly, AFC rushed the Diamonds, but go on.
Ben, it's not statistically important, one team going through more than last season. You can say, it's 25% more than last year.
Well, one of those teams went bust, so it's
well, yeah, it's not statistically important. You're gonna get around about three or four through, two, three or four through most years. It's that's just how it is.
Finally
onto that. Obviously, it means a lot to the league as well, because sponsors will be looking at not just the league but the teams involved.
And it's podcasts, right? So,
mention
the commercial value.
I think the division is very, very strong, and I think if you look across the country and you look at football in general, this division, the Northern Premier Division, is, together with the North and the South are the strongest divisions around. They play some very good, very good football. Teams can, you know, go and really compete against higher level teams, and it's been proved, you know,
attendance wise,
certainly very, very good. The North has produced, and it's not only in semi-professional football. Let's look at it in general. The North produces and has produced the best footballers in the world.
Come on, Jarrod Rufin.
We'll continue.
Anyway,
no, you know, for the Premiership all the way down, the Football League, the Northern teams are the teams that have produced the best footballers.
Yeah. Well, Lionel Messi, I remember him playing for Stocksbridge. He's a phenomenon from.
We've got a load of fixtures here to get through, so we're going to bang these out, all right?
Game of the weekend, it's got to be the first one on Friday night, hasn't it?
Let me tease.
Oh, sorry, you do it.
So, FA Trophy first qualifying round is taking place this weekend, and let's start with Friday night, Birker. Nantwich Town against Salford City.
Tell you what, boom. Game of the round, that one, isn't it? Third versus fourth in Evo Stick Premier Division. Could go either way, that one. I do fancy Salford, though, because they've won 18 on the spin away from home. And now, which can you call it a little bit of a wobble? I don't know if you can, really. I mean,
could
just
a jar
not,
wobble, couldn't you?
Well, very nice. But I think Salford,
Stockport as well, actually.
Purely because they've won 18 on the spin away from home, I'm going for them to win that one.
Ashton, and let's go to Saturday's matches now. Ashton United against Ramey. Anyone?
Ashton win that.
Ramey. Who? Just to be contrary, that's all.
Ashton.
Basford United against Grantham Town. Replay. Basford can get that, I think.
Replay.
From Division 1 South. And Basford
home win.
Belper Town against.
Never heard of them!
Belper
don't do
Town.
There, love. Don't do that, okay. Never heard of it. Belper, and here's a great song from Shawaddy Waddy.
Belper Town against our old friends, Kings Lynn Town.
Come on, Kingsley!
Kingsley have been struggling a little bit recently in the Southern League. They've had a few injury problems and stuff, so there's potential. But
Kingsley in last season.
Do you know that because you've been down there with the Speedway?
No, I'm still friends with a few Kingsley supporters on Facebook.
You've got no friends.
This one, I think, could be a good game.
The next one
on the list.
What list?
The list that's right in front of you. I'm going to get on
the screen.
Blythe Spartans against Kendal Town. What do you reckon?
Blythe win.
Okay, it's that straightforward.
No. I actually, that is a good tie. Kendal Town have shown that they can really up a game. I think Kendal Town could go there, get a draw, go back and get beat at home.
So Blythe.
Blythe. Put it in a roundabout way.
Bursko against Colwyn Bay. Now, Bursko in Division 1 North are playing very well, aren't they? They're not the team would suggest. No. Are they at this moment in time?
Not that I'd be up there, but...
No. With 12...
But they've got the finest pee...
P-dog?
Yeah. Best P-dog in the world. Oh.
Yeah, it's a balm with peas in it. Mushy peas.
It's called a P-dog. Yeah, the
now,
P-dog.
Just for disclaimer...
I've never heard of a butter pie till I went to Charlie.
You never heard of a butter pie?
No.
You've never heard of a butter pie?
How northern are you, lot? Boom. Right, so, Darlington pie. Fans, hey, this is on, where Mancunianism goes to Lancastrianism, and that's what's just happened there. That was very, very, very... Lancashire.
There's a serious point we made, Dolphin.
Is there?
Well, not really. I think Bursko got a slight upper hand in.
Yeah.
I think they're going to turn Colwyn Bay over.
It's definitely a replay.
If Colwyn Bay's new management have said that they're going to play exciting football, it means they're going to get it down on the ground. Bursko's pitch is not a pitch which you can pass it around. They do the best to keep them in good conditions, but it's traditionally bumpy.
To the rolling sea where the weather's calm and still have some fun with Colwyn Bay.
With that, Colwyn Bay might struggle at Bursko, with the pitch.
It's below sea level as well.
And disclaimer, we realise that Ormskirk and Skelmersdale United also claim the P-Dog. We know that, but Bursko got there first on this show.
Why is a P-Dog? A mushy P-Balm.
Buxton against Frickley Athletic.
Frickley will win away against Buxton.
Okay.
I agree with Swamp.
Cambridge City of the Southern League are playing Ilkeston.
Ilson.
I have no idea about anything about Cambridge City, so I do not
Cambridge
have a clue.
City.
That'll be a very interesting game, and I think Ilson really, with their turnaround, the way they've been playing, I feel Ilson may well be stronger than them.
And just to advise Ilkeston fans, they don't actually play in Cambridge at the minute. I think they're playing St Ives. There you go.
There you go.
That travel tip for you there. Carlton Town against Stamford.
Shuttlecocks!
Carlton, just because they beat FC in the Dootson.
Shuttlecocks!
Could be a division. I don't know what you shouted Shuttlecocks for, but that could be a Division 1 South game next season. Anyway,
Carlton, they make great badminton rackets.
At this point, we're going to Gaz for this next fixture. Darlington 1883 against Mosley. What many people would describe last season as a little playoff battle, but not this year, obviously. So,
well, we've won 6 out of the last 7, so hopefully if we can...
Well, against them?
Against some swampy.
You tell him,
mate.
Yeah, we've won 6 out of the last 7 games. Obviously, won last night. 5-1 against Jaws in the local derby, so hopefully we can continue that run. Who knows? Anything can happen.
Berkey was talking absolute nonsense earlier when he said the tie of the round was Nantwich against Salford. Yeah, this one. Hales Owen against Stourbridge. Boom!
Number 9 derby.
Wow. That.
Do you only know derbies by the bus routes?
No, that's what it's called. That's what it's called.
This is actually what it is called.
You call a lot of derbies by the bus routes.
This is a genuine... They're split by
the number 9 bus.
By the number 9 bus. Right. So, you know.
I was going to say, there's only three sets of fans that hate each other on the NPL group. Northwich and Whitton, Rackliff and Mosley, technically, and Hales-Owen, Stourbridge.
I have to call it that,
because I've said it was free.
The thing that strikes me about that, though, Hales-Owen and Stourbridge are two of the most lovely sets of fans and two of the most welcoming football clubs I've ever been to. On Derby Day, they go at each other.
It's great, isn't it, that we've got this beautiful thing going on. By the way, Ben, to go back to that, Stourbridge, they're that good this season up to now. What I've seen.
I can see them winning.
Stourbridge will win that game. And I would say Stourbridge are going to go very, very high in this competition.
Barwell have got a very tough match.
Go on, Barwell!
They're playing former national side, now currently, I think, second in the Southern Prem, Leamington.
Leamington.
I can see Barwell not throwing it. But I can see
not taking it seriously.
Because obviously Barwell week after.
Why would Barwell not take it seriously?
Because obviously the FA Cup week after is a winnable game in that.
It is a
Flanagan's
tough,
going puce normally.
Rather than risk of players in it.
Aaron Flanagan.
It's almost like you're suggesting that Barwell almost inside and think, oh, we're not good enough to win this game, or oh, let's save ourselves. They're a bloody good side.
Look at
the results they've got this season.
The only thing is, though, Ben, in fairness, they're playing Leamington. They've got thousands of players.
Leamington?
And they'll do anything. They'll just keep going. And when one's gone, then another one.
Is that true or is that a joke?
Oh, that's Leamington's, isn't it? Sorry.
Yes.
You always get them confused, then, too.
This one's going to finish 1-0. Marine against Sheffield FC.
1-0. Happy birthday, football.
Matlock Town are hosting Gresley.
That's going to be a good game, actually.
Good game,
Is it?
Well,
Matlock win, no problem. Well.
This one's a bit of a derby. Yeah. Is it a bit of a derby? It's probably not.
Shoes in the corner doing karma.
Are you kidding me? Is that a derby? That's a massive
derby. I was referring to Rushall against Michalova. I know Newcastle Town against Kidsgrove United is a derby.
Anthony
Malby.
He's a cracking game,
depends
I think.
Depends if he's firing or not for me, that one. Both is sides scoring low. He is.
You've asked the question, is he firing?
Well, will he be firing on Saturday? That's my point. Both sides scoring plenty, both sides conceding plenty. It's going to be a good old game. I think it could end up 7-5 or something like that.
Rushall Olympic against Michalova Sports.
Rushall win.
Yeah.
Good. Shore Lane Aquaforce against Farsley Celtic.
Farsley team from last year is at Shore Lane at the moment, so...
I fancy an upset there, you know. Yeah. I think Farsley are going to be so up for it.
They've got Adam Jones.
They've got to have a turn of form, haven't they?
And he's on fire at the minute.
Well, Shore Lane showing no signs of slowing down, though, and I think Shore Lane will do that at home.
Skem against Hyde United, Berkey.
Skem.
I don't win it.
Everyone's saying Skem. Right,
Hyde!
Depends whether Scott Spencer's on form.
Even if he is, it won't matter. We'll lose.
Spennymoor Town against Goole.
Spennymoor has to be.
Goole tremendous pies.
Yeah, Spennymoor have got a lot better during the season. They all turned Rackliff the other week. Massive wear.
Everyone turns over Rackliff. Come on.
Unless you've got Curzon Ashton.
reserves.
Stafford, you can't use that as an excuse.
Stafford Rangers against Lincoln United.
Stafford at the moment. Stafford are absolutely flying. This season, Stafford will win the league and league will be in the playoffs. Stafford have got it right this year.
Yeah, to mention league,
absolutely tremendous.
To mention
really
league. Sutton Coldfield Town against Colville.
Oh, Colville. Home of MC Pitman.
Oh. James Hayes says this is interesting. James.
These two went for Division 1 South title last year as well, if you remember rightly. Sutton Coldfield just lost out to, obviously, eventual winners who were Michelover. But these two were fighting for, like, second and third. Colville end up losing the playoff semi-final. These two have always had good fixtures with each other as well, if you remember right. It's always been either a high-scoring game or it's been a, like, really close 1-0, but it's been always action at the matches. I reckon this could be a game to go to if you stuck for something around the area.
Moving on, Warrington Town against Brighouse Town.
Come on, Brighouse! I'm sorry.
I think Warrington are going.
Yeah,
thank you for balancing that out, Aaron. That would have been a bit awkward otherwise, wouldn't it? Yeah.
Going back to the league, Brighouse are one of the
Brighouse are one of the surprise teams this year.
Yeah,
I didn't think they'd be up there.
They'll give Warrington a game, but I can see Warrington. Warrington are on very, very good form at the moment.
I think they're quite physical, Brighouse, from what I've heard. I think they're
unlike Warrington.
it's going to be fun on Saturday.
You lot are interrupting a Marty McCutcheon moment here. James, over to you for this one.
Here we go.
Witten Albion against Radcliffe Borough.
It just has to be to win one game in a cup for once. But I reckon we've got a chance there. We've been playing really well. Radcliffe are a lot better side than they were last year. Granted, we've lost the last four games.
We're still fifth from bottom.
But
thank you to New Mills.
Did you start that little thing where it would be nice to win a cup game for once?
No, I was saying.
When all night here, all you've been doing is reminding me that you've not Kers and Ashton out of the Supreme Cup.
Yeah, but other than the last
did
two games.
You beat Kers
in the Manchester Cup.
In the Manchester Premier Cup.
3-1.
Anyway, lastly, in the FA Trophy. You're finished, Chucky, sorry.
I'll say, other than the 4-0 defeats to Spennymoor and Vicks. We've been apart from that,
we've done really well in the cup competition.
No, league-wise, we've not been doing too bad. Seeing as the majority of fixtures we've played this year, I've been against more teams up and up in the season, except against some defeat against Bosler. I reckon we could do some of that.
Okay, and lastly,
you know what?
In the FA
Trophy, say something for you. I love him. I love the man, the fact that he's talking absolute nonsense, but at the same time, he believes it. It's like he's like the Nigel Farage of the Northern Premier League. He believes what he's saying.
And lastly, in the FA Trophy.
Keep that in.
Sorry, Danny.
And lastly, in the FA Trophy on Saturday, it's a National Express Derby. It's Workington against Whitby Town.
National Express Derby.
The Battle of the Horses.
It's rock and roll.
Workington will beat them
in
there.
Okay. And that's the FA Trophy. And actually,
Workington will win it.
I just said it.
So that,
sorry.
That is the FA Trophy. And actually, that is the end.
Is that the show?
The last two.
The end of the show.
Wow. We didn't get to talk about the first
game. Wait, there is one more game. On Sunday. Northwich against Stocksbridge.
Oh, and on Sunday, there's Northwich Victoria against Stocksbridge.
Northwich will win that. Northwich. No, Stocksbridge Park Steels will beat them.
Because Northwich might be a bit...
Stocksbridge Park Steels.
And that is the end of the EvoStick NPL show for October. My thanks to this month's guests. You've all been beautiful and lovely.
Member of bar staff.
Hiya.
Hiya from Belper.
Gaz Worrell from Mosley, thanks for joining us this month.
Thank you.
Swampert from the Five Live Non-League Show and, of course, FC United Radio, thank you. Burke.
Cheers!
Ian Burke.
Thank you!
From Radio Manchester, 26-0.
Tremendous performance from everybody involved.
James Hayes from the NPL Facebook group, which you can get involved with at
Facebook. I'm going to do Burke now. And back player played 97 times for a team that no one's ever been heard of, and his father was in the First World War building trenches. Marvellous.
Get in there. I've turned him down. Go for it.
facebook.com/groups/the NPL or on Twitter at the NPL group.
Aaron Flanagan from The Mirror, thank you.
I don't even know why I turn up anymore.
Could you not get a little article about this in The Mirror?
Yeah. Imagine the hits you're going to get.
Or are you still making the coffee? Which is it?
You've got to be
Which is it? What are you doing? Are you a journalist? Are you making the coffee?
Right, and let me do the last guy. The last guy.
I don't want nothing.
Stuart James. Stuart James from the non-league review. Thank you. Evo Stick Extra will be back next week, as well as an Evo Stick Division 1 show as well. You should, it's good. And good luck to everyone in the FA Cup next week, and good luck to everyone in the FA Trophy. But from everyone here at the Magnet in Stockport, you have a lovely month watching whoever in the Northern Premier League.
Go on, the
goodbye.
Go on, Tigers.
The EvoStick NPL show was brought to you in association with EvoStick, proud official sponsors of the Northern Premier League.